And we're off to the start of another Good Stuff program. Thank you so much for being here with us. I've got a piece coming up called The Four Seasons of a Tree. Mike, hi.
Hi there. I might have... No, I already did my beef stuff. I'm not going to give you any more beef stuff.
Oh, well.
It is National Beef Month.
That's right.
So we want that's people... Right. Eat beef. Okay.
The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com.
You know, something we're really proud of, a hidden gem here in the Sandhills, is Frederick Peak Golf Club. Designed by Tom Lehman. It's a public course right here on the northeast edge of Valentine. And if you go to the visitvalentine.org, you'll see some really nice pictures of the scenery and everything. They're on a 10-hole course, the only 10-hole course I ever know about. And you might even see a picture of my brother swinging the golf club.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
So check that out at visitvalentine.org for all of the golf experiences.
Indeed. As I said, the four seasons of a tree. Don't judge a life by one difficult season. There was a man who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn to not judge things too quickly. So he sent them each on a quest in turn to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son went in the winter, the second in the spring, the third in summer, and the youngest son in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them together to describe what they had seen. The first son said that the tree was ugly, bent, and twisted. The second son said no, it was covered with green buds and full of promise. The third son disagreed. He said it was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. It was the most graceful thing he had ever seen. Now the last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe and drooping with fruit, full of life and fulfillment. The man then explained to his sons that they were all right because they had each seen but one season in the tree's life. He told them that you cannot judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that comes from that life can only be measured at the end when all the seasons are up. If you give up when it's winter, you will miss the promise of your spring, the beauty of your summer, the fulfillment of fall. Don't let the pain of one season destroy the joy of all the rest.
Something from Kermit Johnson. This is why men shouldn't write advice columns. Quickly, all right? Dear John, I hope you can help me. The other day, I got off work early, leaving my husband at home watching TV. My car stalled, and then it broke down about a mile down the road. I had to walk back to get my husband's help. When I got home, I couldn't believe my eyes. He was in our bedroom with our neighbor. I am 32, my husband is 34, and the neighbor is 25. We have been married for 10 years, and I confronted him. He broke down and admitted they'd been having an affair for the past 6 months. He won't go to counseling, and I'm afraid I'm a wreck, and I need advice urgently. Can you please help? Sincerely, Sheila. Dear Sheila, a car stalling after being driven a short distance can be caused by a variety of faults with the engine. Start by checking that there's no debris in the fuel line. If it's clear, check the vacuum pipes and hoses on the intake manifold, and also check all grounding wires. If none of these approaches solves the problem, then it could be that the fuel pump itself is faulty. Cause low delivery pressure to the injectors. I hope this helps. Yours truly, John. That's why guys don't write advice columns. I think he missed the point.
I think he turned left instead of right or something like that. I'm not quite sure. Okay. I've always talked to my kid exactly like any other adult, mostly because it's hilarious. But now I'm facing the consequences. I feel like I'm parenting an elderly man in a five-year-old's body. He went over and just stood by the window and said somberly, "There's a cold front coming in." Oh, these are little tweets. Here's another one. If you still think there's such a thing as perfect parenting, just know that I'm a pediatrician and parenting author, and my toddler is eating strawberries dipped in ketchup for dinner tonight.
Oh, wow. That does not sound good at all. All right, everyone. We appreciate you tuning in to listen to The Good Stuff.